Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and this is the show where we dig into the silicon, the servers, and the data centers powering the AI revolution. Really glad you're here today. Before we dive in, big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their real-world workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago Consulting, your go-to for silicon development expertise. All right, we've got a packed episode today. Dell is jumping on the Vera Rubin train. Google is throwing $3.2 billion at a chip project to take on NVIDIA. Europe is going absolutely supercomputer crazy. And the edge AI chip market is about to explode. Let's get into it. Okay, first story, Dell has launched a new AI server built around NVIDIA's Vera Rubin GPUs. And if you've been following the GPU roadmap conversation at all, you know this is a big deal. So let me set the stage here. NVIDIA has been on this incredible cadence of next-generation GPU architectures. You had Hopper, then Blackwell arrived and kind of broke the internet in terms of demand, and now Vera Rubin is the next step on that ladder. And Dell being first out of the gate with a server product built around this platform tells you a lot about where the industry is headed. Now, why does Dell matter in this conversation? I mean, NVIDIA makes the GPUs, so why are we talking about Dell? Think of it this way. NVIDIA is like the engine manufacturer, right? They make an incredibly powerful engine, but you still need someone to build the car around it. That's where Dell and other OEM partners come in. They take those GPUs and build the full server systems, the chassis, the power delivery, the cooling infrastructure, the networking fabric. All of it has to be engineered to actually extract the performance that NVIDIA's silicon promises, and that's not a trivial thing. Vera Rubin, from what we know about the architecture, is pushing serious thermal and power envelopes. We're talking about systems that can draw enormous amounts of power per rack, and the cooling requirements are intense. Dell has been heavily investing in their liquid cooling solutions, their PowerEdge server line, and this launch is a signal that they're ready to go with Vera Rubin-class hardware at scale. For enterprise customers, think large banks, healthcare companies, automakers, this matters because they don't want to buy GPS directly from NVIDIA and figure out the server integration themselves. They want a validated, supported, warrantied system from a vendor they have a relationship with. Dell brings that. They bring the service contracts, the deployment teams, the integration with existing data center management tools. So this launch really represents Vera Rubin becoming commercially accessible beyond just the hyperscalers. The other thing I want to flag here is what this says about the supply chain. For Dell to be launching a product around Vera Rubin, that means the hardware is real. It's available in enough quantity to build products around, and the ecosystem is maturing. That's a signal to the whole market. Investors, enterprise IT teams, cloud architects, when Dell puts its name on a server SKU, the platform is serious. Really exciting to see this one come together. And I'll be watching for more OEM partners to follow with their own Vera Rubin-based systems in the coming weeks. All right, story number two. Google is backing a $3.2 billion data center project specifically aimed at challenging NVIDIA in the AI chip market. Okay, I want to unpack this one carefully because there's a lot going on here. We've known for a while that Google has been developing its own custom AI accelerators, the Tensor Processing Units, or TPS, and they've been genuinely competitive with NVIDIA's GPUs for certain workloads, particularly the kind of large-scale training and inference that Google runs internally. But this is a different kind of move. When we're talking about a $3.2 billion data center project, we're not just talking about buying some servers. That kind of capital commitment represents a serious infrastructure build-out, physical buildings, power infrastructure, cooling systems, networking, and critically, the custom silicon that goes inside all of it. Google's latest TPU generations, the V5 and beyond, are genuinely impressive pieces of hardware. But the real question has always been whether Google's custom chips can win outside of Google's own walls. Think about the difference between a restaurant that makes incredible food just for itself versus one that opens its doors to the public. Google's TPUs have historically been that first restaurant amazing internal tool, but not widely available. If this data center project is aimed at making that compute available externally through Google Cloud or potentially through partnerships, that changes the competitive dynamic significantly. Now let's talk about why challenging NVIDIA is harder than it sounds. NVIDIA's moat isn't just the GPU hardware, it's CUDA. The CUDA software ecosystem has two decades of momentum behind it. Every researcher, every framework, every optimized library, PyTorch, TensorFlow, JAX, they all run beautifully on NVIDIA hardware because the ecosystem has had years to mature. Google's TPUs use a different programming model, and while Google has done a lot of work with JAX and XLA to make that more accessible, it's still an ask to get developers to retool. But here's the thing, at $3.2 billion, Google isn't trying to win over every developer. They're trying to win over the big enterprise and cloud customers who care more about cost per token, cost per training run, total cost of ownership, and less about which specific framework they're using. If Google can offer meaningfully cheaper inference at scale, that's a real competitive weapon. This is a fascinating development and honestly one of the more strategically interesting moves I've seen in a while. We'll be keeping a close eye on what silicon actually powers this new infrastructure. Moving on, story three is about the European data center GPU market, and the research here paints a picture of serious long-term growth through 2034. This one is more of a macro look at where the European market is headed, and I think it's worth spending some time on because Europe doesn't always get the same attention as the US and Asia in these conversations, but the numbers are compelling. The European data center GPU market is projected to grow substantially over the next decade, driven by a few converging forces. You've got enterprise AI adoption accelerating. You've got sovereign AI initiatives where European governments want to make sure they have domestic AI compute capacity rather than being entirely dependent on US hyperscalers. And you've got regulatory tailwinds. The EU's AI Act and data sovereignty requirements are actually pushing more compute to be hosted within European borders. Now, think about what that means from a hardware perspective. Europe needs more GPU-dense data centers, and those facilities are complex to build. The power infrastructure challenge in Europe is real. Many European countries have older electrical grids, power costs are high, and the permitting process for large data center builds can be lengthy. But demand is outpacing those friction points, which is why we're seeing so much investment flow into markets like Germany, the Netherlands, Ireland, and the Nordic countries. The Nordic region is particularly interesting from a hardware efficiency standpoint. You've got cooler ambient temperatures, which is basically free cooling for data centers. You're using outside air rather than mechanical chillers to cool your servers. When you're running racks of GPUs that generate tremendous heat, being able to leverage natural cooling is a significant operational cost advantage. It's like the difference between running your laptop in a cool basement versus on a hot summer day. The cooling system doesn't have to work nearly as hard. For investors and hardware companies, this research is essentially a roadmap of opportunity. NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, and emerging players are all going to want a piece of this European expansion. And it's not just the chip companies, the server OEMs, the networking companies, the power and cooling specialists. This is a multi-layered supply chain opportunity. Europe building out its AI infrastructure is going to generate hardware demand for the better part of the next decade. And the companies positioning themselves now are going to be well-placed to capture that growth. Okay, story four. This one is really something. NVIDIA announced at ISSE 2026 that it's deploying 35 supercomputers across 23 European countries. And collectively, these systems stack up to 800 exaflops of AI compute. I want you to sit with that number for a second. 800 exaflops. That is an almost incomprehensible amount of computing power being deployed across an entire continent. For context, an exaflop is a quintillion, that's a 1 followed by 18 zeros, floating point operations per second. Frontier. The US supercomputer that was the world's first exaflop system just a few years ago was a massive milestone. Now we're talking about 800 times that level of AI-focused compute being stood up across Europe. The pace of this stuff is genuinely staggering. What's interesting about this deployment is that it spans multiple generations of NVIDIA silicon. You've got Hopper, Blackwell, and the new Rubin architecture all represented in this rollout. That tells you something important about how these large national supercomputer programs work. These aren't all built at the same time, they're phased investments, and different countries are at different stages of their procurement cycles. Some of these systems are already operational, some are in deployment, and some are announced future builds. The announcement was made at ISSE 2026, the International Supercomputing Conference, which is basically the premier gathering for high-performance computing in the world. And NVIDIA choosing that stage to make this announcement is deliberate. It's a message to European governments, research institutions, and enterprises that NVIDIA is all in on the European market. This isn't just selling hardware, this is NVIDIA embedding itself into the national AI strategy of 23 countries. From a geopolitical standpoint, this is also fascinating. Europe has been wrestling with questions of technological sovereignty. Should European AI infrastructure rely on American chip companies? There are programs to develop European chips. The EU Chips Act is trying to bootstrap domestic semiconductor manufacturing. But the reality is that right now, if you need cutting-edge AI compute at scale, NVIDIA is the practical answer, and these 35 supercomputers are a pretty clear demonstration of that reality. 800 exaflops is not something you walk away from, even if you have philosophical concerns about vendor dependency. The implications for the broader hardware ecosystem are significant too. Every one of these supercomputers needs high-speed networking, InfiniBand or NVIDIA's own quantum networking fabric. They need power, cooling, storage, they need software stacks. This is a massive downstream demand signal for the entire supply chain, and it reinforces NVIDIA's position as not just a chip company, but as a full-stack infrastructure provider. Really remarkable scale we're seeing here. Last story today, the edge AI chip market. According to a new market analysis, the edge AI chip sector is on track to surpass $291.8 billion by 2033. That is an enormous number, and I think edge AI is genuinely one of the most underappreciated stories in hardware right now, especially when everyone is focused on the massive data center GPU arms race. So let's make sure we're on the same page about what edge AI actually means. When we talk about edge computing, we're talking about running AI workloads on devices or systems that are close to where the data is generated, rather than sending everything to a centralized cloud data center. Think about a smart camera in a factory that's doing real-time defect detection on a production line. You cannot afford to send every video frame to a cloud server, wait for the inference result, and get it back. The latency alone would make it useless. You need that AI inference to happen right there, on the device or on a local server, in milliseconds. That use case, factory automation, is just one example. You've got autonomous vehicles, which are essentially the most demanding edge AI systems on the planet. You've got medical devices doing real-time diagnostics. You've got smart grid systems managing energy distribution. Retail analytics, agricultural monitoring, defense systems edge AI chips are going to be embedded in an enormous range of applications over the next decade. Now, the interesting hardware challenge with edge AI is that it's almost the opposite design problem from a data center GPU. In the data center, you're optimizing for raw performance. You want maximum throughput, maximum compute density. Power consumption matters, but you're working with large power budgets. At the edge, you often have very constrained power budgets. Maybe you're running on a battery, or you have a small power envelope, but you still need to run meaningful AI models with low latency. That requires very efficient silicon design. This is where you see specialized chip architectures really shine. Companies like Qualcomm with their Snapdragon and Hexagon processors, Apple with their Neural Engine, dedicated startups building neuromorphic or purpose-built inference chips. They're all attacking this problem of doing more AI work per watt. And the $291.8 billion market projection is a signal that this design challenge is going to attract an enormous amount of investment and innovation. For the broader AI hardware ecosystem, I think edge AI represents a really healthy diversification. Right now, the narrative is dominated by massive GPU clusters and hyperscaler spending. But the actual deployment of AI in the real world is going to happen at the edge in factories, hospitals, vehicles, homes. That's a massive addressable market, and the companies building the right silicon for those constrained real-world environments have an incredible opportunity in front of them. Definitely a space I'm going to be covering more on this show. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered Dell's Vera Rubin server launch, Google's $3.2 billion bet against NVIDIA, the European GPU market outlook, NVIDIA's massive 800 exaflop supercomputer push across 23 countries, and the edge AI chip market heading toward $291.8 billion. There is so much happening in this space right now, it is genuinely one of the most exciting times to be paying attention to hardware. The AI Hardware Show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Check the link in show notes to learn more about both of them. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and share it with someone who geeks out on this stuff as much as we do. Full show notes with details on every story we cover today are available at the link in show notes. I'm Skylar Monroe. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.